This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, and more time for us to spend quality time together. Jay Kirstner, Doug Steffen at your service and on your side at social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And we are on the air to celebrate the day. I was listening to NPR yesterday, and they have something that I've not heard before. And I'm in and out. I find them annoying sometimes, and sometimes I find the information that's there interesting, entertaining, if you will. But oftentimes I find it's so skewed, it's so obvious, it's annoying. But that doesn't mean I don't want to listen to find out what's going on. There's a segment they call Books We Love, which has just listed about 3,000 book recommendations. And because summertime is a great time to read books, people who go on vacation, they buy some of these, the Harlequin novels. We go through
the
airport to see.
Beach Reads.
Oh, yeah, the Beach Reads. But then there are some other ones that are kind of cool. If you want an eye-opening read, it's kind of short. There's Toni Morrison's short story, Recessitaff. Which is, if you know Toni Morrison, you know what she's about. Interesting. If you like historical fiction, there's a book called When We Were Birds that may be interesting. I'm using a couple of different titles that I ran across, but I find Toni Morrison is interesting. A little one-sided, maybe a little more than a little one-sided, but at any rate, it's just, we need to, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, but I find it stimulating to read or to hear or to think. Try to put myself in another person's point, another person's point of view, another in somebody else's shoes. So I did the thing with Frederick Douglass earlier. I could never be there because I'm not cut out of that cloth, not cut out of that experience. Speaking of that, do you know what happened to the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence? Did you ever study that when you were in school?
Didn't some of them, like, didn't they get attacked? Like, some of them lost their finances or whatever?
Five were captured by the British. They were tortured as traitors, and then they died. 12 had their homes burned to the ground by the Brits. 9 of those were involved in the fight itself and died from wounds. These people put their lives on the line, their fortunes on the line, their honor on the line. And so we look at people who are justices or maybe legislators today, and I guarantee that very few of any of them went through. I mean, I remember what George Bush went through, John Kennedy, McCain, some of the people who became public figures after having been in service to the country and gone through horrific stuff. But then, and there are plenty of others whose they're nameless and faceless. I noticed that, there was a guy that was planning to take a shot at literally and figuratively at Biden, and it turns out that he was in, I think, the Army for 10 or 12 years, and he has PTSD, and he's completely out of his mind. And we're not doing anything with those people. We talk about it ad nauseum, the people who serve, and you hear people say the meaningless phrase, thank you for your service. What the hell does that mean? It doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. People, there's not much afterthought to it of, well, they came home, welcome home, they're getting back to their normal lives, and that's not the case for so many.
A lot of them.
Absolutely, like most of them. And what you were talking about with history, I think a lot of generations have this misconceived notion that the Declaration of Independence was signed and everything was changed overnight.
No. So of the group, of the 56, 24 of them were lawyers, 11 were merchants, 9 were farmers. Let's see here. Most all of them were obviously well-educated. They knew when they signed that the penalty would be death for them if they were captured. So they all disappeared for a while till after the war. Some of them did, as I was suggesting, did fight and suffered. Then, you know, there were a lot of people. There was a wealthy farmer and a trader named Carter Braxton. He was from Virginia. The British took all of his. He was a trader, so he had ships. The British sunk them all. His home was burned to the ground. He sold whatever property he could to pay his debts, and he died penniless. That was the penalty he paid for signing the Declaration. One of the signers, Thomas McKean, he was hounded by the British. He was forced to move from day to day, almost week to week, and so his family and he were kept in hiding. They took all of his possessions, and he died a pauper. There were a lot of different people that had the same fate, went to their grave, having lost everything. Francis Lewis, one of the signers, had his home and properties destroyed. They jailed his wife, and they killed his daughter. The bastards, you know.
So sick.
I mean, think about it. Yeah. Yeah. One of them, John Hart, his wife got sick. She was dying. And they had 13 children. They all fled for their lives. A couple of them were caught. He was in the grist mill business. They blew it up. He lived in a cave for over a year with 13 children. And his wife was dying and he had to leave her. She died in her bed when they burned the house to the ground. I mean, come on. This is really, you think about stuff we have it tough now.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing but the grief that these people, that they suffered. And look at how we've all benefited. And how many people know those stories, frankly? It's not, there are not a lot of people that know those stories. All right, fast forward to the year 2022 and what's going on. We have more information about this fellow, Bobby, I believe, is it pronounced Cremo? The guy that shot up the parade, C-R-I-M.
The third.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't know. Who cares whether he's the third or not? So he's in custody. Six people dead. The shootout in Highland Park, the Chicago suburb. And there is, if you follow his social media, as people do, you can see this guy is a nutbird. He's crazy. Had no business having a gun. This guy is an angry SOB, and he apparently produced music videos. You were talking about that earlier.
He was
rapping.
An aspiring rapper under the name something that now I can't even remember. Oh, Awake the Rapper, that's what it was. And there's one video titled, Are You Awake?, with a cartoon animation stick figure shooter resembling him, his appearance in tactical gear, carrying out an attack with a rifle. And he's seen narrating it, saying the words, I need to just do it. It is my destiny.
Right.
His uncle even called him a lonely and quiet person. This isn't something that his family, you may not suspect it could get that bad, but maybe it won't get that bad. It's still bad enough, and something needed to have been done or said or more so acknowledged ahead of all of this.
Who's watching all of this stuff? That's my question. If you post all this stuff on social media with everybody nosing into everybody else's life, who's looking at this sort of thing? Is there some sort of algorithm?
Yeah, where's the algorithm catching this stuff?
Yeah, right. Thank you. Elderly man from Mexico visiting his family was killed. Synagogue teacher who was there with his family was killed.
The elderly man didn't even want to be there. He was unwell enough to stay home by himself, and the family didn't want to miss out on the parade, and so they made him go.
78 years old. I don't know. What do we get from spending time on this? I don't get anything out of it. So I continue to underscore it. Oof. The situation, as long as we're in a hole, might as well stay there for a few minutes. 16 past the hour. Brittany Griner, what's going on there in Moscow and in the war as we continue here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program?
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in a
an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here. So check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or new Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
And now an important message from music superstar Willie Nelson.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and for as long as I can remember, I've been fighting for legalization of the one thing that can bring comfort to millions. And of course, I'm talking about Skechers. You see, Skechers shouldn't be illegal. They help so many people
ease. Can we stop the commercial? Willie, I don't think Skechers are illegal anywhere.
Really? But they feel so good, I just assumed that the man made them illegal.
No, you can wear them anywhere, Willie.
Well, pass the Skechers.
Skechers comfort feels so good, it should probably be against the law. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has all the fits and features you need for ultimate comfort. Fits like Arch Fit, Relax Fit, Wide Fit, and more. And features like Max Cushioning and Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It's legalized comfort.
You know what? I'm going to wear my Skechers across state lines.
You do that, Willie. You do that.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Okay, Brittany Griner is trying to speak out for herself. She's been detained, as you know, in Russia, pending some kind of phony baloney trial. She has sent a letter to the White House on behalf of her plight. There are representatives for her as well, trying to get her out.
Mm-hmm.
So she wrote to the president saying, quote, as I sit here in a Russian prison, alone with my thoughts and without the protection of my wife, my family, my friends, my Olympic jersey, or any accomplishments, I'm terrified I might be here forever. Imagine having that. What is she, 24, 25? How old is she?
31. She's 31. Okay. Yeah, all and right. Her criminal trial started July 1st. Mm-hmm. The next hearing isn't until July 7th. Yeah. And her wife, Sherelle, she's even contacted the president saying, you need to do something. More needs to be done. And this is the first time that Brittany Griner is able to communicate on her own behalf, not through a lawyer, mm-hmm. in this letter. And the details of the full letter have not been disclosed, but a little bit has been given to the media.
It's so sad because Joe Biden is really not a bad guy. He's a horrible president. I don't know. I mean, he seems like an okay guy to me. He maybe make a good grandfather, but he's so unpopular. What is his popularity rate? About 22%.
It just keeps falling. It
going
just keeps
down,
falling.
Down and down. It's because of stuff like this, frankly. It's because of this sort of thing. Now, because the Republicans are stepping on it with the Supreme Court stuff, people don't like them either. And here we come. I have a friend, I think I was telling you yesterday, who's running as a libertarian against a very liberal Democrat in his district who hasn't done anything really except mess more things up. And I think he's got a chance, frankly. More people need to step up, create a third party, and as they say in a rather uncouth way, throw the bums out. These people, they just, I mean, look at what we were talking about in San Francisco earlier. What goes on when these people have been there too damn long? So I'm guessing some of those conversations are going to show up as Jay puts together our daily download. It's the Good Day Download. You can find it every day along with a program that runs all day, every day, the whole thing at gooddayshow.com. It's 21 after the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three after the hour now on your Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I'm here to, at this moment, sort of share in celebrity gossip. There's something there's something about this it makes everybody feel a little bit better. Huh? Did you hear what they did? Here's one of the examples I want to talk about in a moment. Taylor Swift, listening to one of her songs the other day, I really never paid attention to her voice. She has a very interesting voice and certainly great stories to tell. But this story is about some guy who's stalking her. We'll get to that after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so what's the scoop here? Who's this guy that's actually been arrested for stalking Taylor Swift?
Yeah, and that's not like a one-and-done kind of thing. He's 35 years old. His name's Joshua Christian, and he's stalked Taylor Swift at her Tribeca home in New York across multiple states. He's previously and repeatedly shown up at her New York home. He's gone to her home in Tennessee as well. Apparently, one of these times, he was telling her security team, like, you're dead, you're holding her prisoner, I need to set her free. He is convinced that she is under some kind of, like, I'm not going to say a conservatorship, but she's in some situation where she's being held prisoner. He has to free her, and it just keeps stalking her like he's going to be the one to do so. And this latest time, he found, I don't know if it was an unlocked door, an unlocked window, there was no sign of breaking and entering, but he somehow managed to get inside her residence. She was not in there, but he got in.
That's pretty scary.
It's so scary.
So how do they know he got in? Did he get caught in there?
He was found inside the house.
By the police? She had some kind of a system, an alarm system or something? How'd they catch him? Because she wasn't home, right?
No, she wasn't home. I don't know if it was her security team or if he triggered an alarm, but he did. He was confronted by her security team. That's what it was. Yeah. He went into one of her townhouses, and then when he was seen, he fled the property, and they were able to chase him down.
What does it matter with these people? Seriously, you got to be nuts to fall. I just think that people are crazy. And there's more and more examples of it every day. The kind of things that, what normal person does this kind of stuff? Really, honestly, what normal person would pull a stunt like that? It's crazy people.
Well, and there's so many, they get these scenarios in their mind. It's just, it's awful.
Yeah. All right, Queen Elizabeth apparently is having her schedule reworked because of her age, much as anything else. Palace, for the first time in 10 years, has rewritten her role. Say that 100 times fast.
Yeah, formally rewritten her role. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these, like, these things that she had to be at because she's the queen, they've kind of just been like, you know what, she's dealing with stuff. She keeps having to cancel. Let's just rewrite these roles.
Yeah, well, they send Charles out, maybe William, some of the other people that are in the family, to represent the royal family.
Well, if Charles is taking over, he needs to go to all of these then.
He's a waste of time. 28 past the hour.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only...
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show. Have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect has been apprehended in the 4th of July parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. A crazed 22-year-old, police say, is to blame. Robert Cremo was arrested a few hours after running away from the scene. Local resident at the event, Warren Freed, was on Fox News and wants to know why.
We don't care about politics. We don't have a concern about the gun debate. We want to know why someone with a neurological who wasn't right, who lived in our community, didn't get the support and resources that my children are getting right now.
Moody's Analytics is reporting Americans are starting to spend their savings they accumulated over the first 2 years of the pandemic. From the start of the pandemic to the end of 2021, U.S. households built up $2.7 trillion in extra savings. But now it's being used to offset inflation's ugly costs. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As the American dream continues to be stressed under the current economic system with out-of-control inflation and fuel prices, the highest ever under any American president, President Biden continues to think it's the man behind the curtain's fault. Senator Tom Cotton is on the Senate Economic Committee. He calls out the Biden blame game.
This is just another example of Joe Biden blaming inflation on anyone but himself. We've had these tariffs in place for 3 or even 4 years. And we didn't have inflation when it started. Similarly, you know, he keeps blaming Vladimir Putin's war on Ukraine for inflation, but we had inflation well before Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. The problem here is Joe Biden's policies, and especially his energy policy, because the price of gasoline and electricity drives the cost of everything else. Whether you buy it at a grocery store or Walmart or anywhere else, it took energy to make it, took gas to drive it there, takes energy and electricity to keep it there. So if we would unlock the American oil and gas and coal sector and allow them to produce the energy we need, that would bring down the prices of everything. But what does Joe Biden do? He'd rather go to Iran and Venezuela and beg them to produce more than go to North Dakota or Texas. Joe Biden needs to look in the mirror at the White House if he wants to find the problem.
Cracking down on U.S. tech giants is intensifying as U.S. Senate enters a crucial month for the antitrust bills. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, will need to decide whether to prioritize measures to regulate Google, Apple, Amazon, and Meta over other key bills before the August recess. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's move back into the conversation mode here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 34 after the hour, Doug, with Jay Kirshner. Did you know, Jay, that whenever you think a brand new thought, there are switches that get flicked in your mind, in your brain, buttons get pressed, levers get thrown, banners get unfurled, wheels are turned, hats are tipped, winks
sparks
are winked.
Flying.
Yeah.
I like it. Is that true?
Yeah, oh, there are all kinds of things. It's like what do they call the stuff that makes your brain work? It begins with an S. I've forgotten what it is. Thank you, Chris said serotonin. Yes. Chris is good. That's good. Thank you, Chris. It's funny. We use words all the time. There are things that are going on. There's a synapse that goes on, the connection of the neurons and things in your brain. And as you have a thought, don't you ever wonder what makes up thought? Why do you have the thoughts that you have? It's really fascinating to understand how your brain works. So many people are so concerned with little things. And this is not a little thing, but it seems to be. We take it for granted. Our brain works. How does it work? How do you have in your brain? I'm moving my fingers right now.
I was just
going
to say, you want to reach for something. How did your brain have the thought to want to reach for something and then send that signal so that you reach for it all in the amount of time that you have the thought and reach for something at the exact same time?
Walking, riding a bike, swimming, whatever you do. It's just amazing how your body works, and we take it all for granted. So thanks to the universal mind for that, because without that we wouldn't have our minds and wouldn't be able to think things through. Sometimes we don't do a great job of thinking things through anyway. Yeah, as we celebrate or continue, I will, you know, a little bit each day of little mysteries about the beginning of our country. There are some great songs, and this is what I think appeals to me about that 4th and some of these celebrations they have in Washington on these national holidays. Some of the songs, like the Star Spangled Banner, which I think is a horrible, I don't like it as our national anthem. I'd much rather have America the Beautiful, frankly, there. But then there are other songs like the Yankee Doodle, Went to Town, yada-da-da-da, remember that? That was about the Revolutionary War, basically, and then the 1812 Overture. I think one of the most fascinating stories is that of Julia Ward Howe, who is the wife of an abolitionist in Boston who wrote the words to the battle hymn of the Republic during the Civil War. She visited a Union Army encampment on the Potomac. And so she wrote these words, and they appeared in the Atlantic Monthly, which started publishing about this time, back in 1862. And it became the anthem, actually, for the Union soldiers. Inspirational. And it was used in World War II as well. And I think I remember in the 1960s when I was in school, the Battle Hymn of the Republic was the source for a lot of just interesting celebrations. The Grapes of Wrath, by the way, Steinbeck's book. It was the title for the book came from this anthem. Anyway, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, it's something that we have and we hold on to, hold near and dear, if you will. The debate in America on whether or not you should be able to have access to an abortion. There's nothing. There's not a new thought here. There's nothing that hasn't been expressed. I find it interesting, though, is a wrinkle on the story, is this funding that's going on both sides of the debate. The decision has ushered in millions of dollars, millions, that's going to be used for the legal challenges in states. A lot of philanthropists, a lot of organizations are giving money to this. And so we see that there are a lot of hot spots around the country. Like Ohio, there was a story, I think, floating around today, Jay, you may have seen it, of this woman who went to Indiana to get an abortion.
Oh, not a woman, a little girl, a 10-year-old rape victim.
Yeah, right. So I misspoke. I meant young woman, but she's a kid, she's a baby,
awful.
10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And she found out about the pregnancy at 6 weeks, 3 days. And it's Ohio has the 6-week.
How do you even? I didn't think. Well, this is me being naive, I suppose. That you could start your system would start having signs at 10 years old. I thought you had to be 12 or 13 before you started.
No, it's different for everyone. Some can start their menstrual cycle as early as 9, even younger. Others are maybe late bloomers.
Yeah. I don't know. I just find it's so frustrating. I understand both sides of the argument, and I kind of get both sides, and I agree with them. That's what makes it frustrating for me, because I agree with both sides here, frankly. And it's very difficult to see. There's a new group that's come out. It's called the Bridget Alliance, that helps a couple of hundred people a month with abortion logistics and expenses. They put up $1,200, and you can go. Most of the women from the South, where this thing takes place, and so they go to states. They move them. They give them travel money to go where they can get a safe abortion. So how are the states going to? There are a lot of people, activists, in a lot of states that want to make sure that those laws are changed. Very difficult. Did you see the story of Debbie Reynolds? This is something that just surfaced. Mm-hmm. She had an abortion, Go ahead. You want
to? Well, no. I was just going to say, and this is another one of those. When it comes to abortion and people who are very pro-life, there's this misconception that people who get abortions are using this as primary birth control.
Well, some people are. Some people are,
but not everybody. Yeah.
Not at all.
That it's the misconception that everybody is doing it. It's just like, it's not like, but it's, think about the gun situations where people are like, well, I have my gun legally and I'm not going to shoot it up, but other people are. It's not everybody fits in the same box is the point.
Nope, because one size does not fit all.
Exactly, and a lot of celebrities, Halsey, we were just talking about them yesterday, how she had an abortion, but it's because she lost her baby, and her body didn't terminate her pregnancy itself.
Well, that's Debbie Reynolds' story, too, isn't
it? That's Debbie Reynolds, too, and this happened back in, this was a video clip that surfaced from the late 80s, and she was talking about back in the 60s, after she had her son and her daughter, Carrie and Todd Fisher, and she wanted to have a couple more children. Well, she went on to have a pregnancy, got pregnant, and almost right away, and then suffered a late-term miscarriage where the baby had died, but her body, she didn't know that the baby had died at the time. All of a sudden, her stomach just kind of started getting smaller, and when she realized it, abortion in any way, shape, or form was illegal, and she basically had to wait to either give birth to this
blob,
dead child, or until it affected her body where she went into sepsis or something happened where they had to actually go in. And things got so bad that she ended up getting a letter from Congress or whoever that said, okay, this is a medical need. She may die if she doesn't have this child taken out. So she ended up having to have an abortion, which, again, the child was already dead. And then she went on to get pregnant again, and the same thing happened. And this time she told her doctor, she was like, I'm not waiting for a letter from the government or anybody. You get this thing out of me right now. I'm not waiting until I'm almost dead again. And her doctors were like, okay, just don't tell anybody.
Mm, yeah.
And they went in and got it.
Another something to be, a lesson to be learned, if you will, in all of this debate and discussion. Who won the Nathan's hot dog eating contest? We'll find out after this.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
Here's a thought. You wouldn't wear your PJs to an important business meeting, right? So why would you wear your running shoes on a serious walk? You need footwear that was designed specifically for walking, and nobody on the planet makes walking shoes that can even touch Skechers Go Walk Styles, the world leader in technical walking footwear. Skechers are walking shoes specialists, and Go Walk has a variety of technical walking products that will show you what your walk has been missing, like Go Walk Hyperburst with foam that's ultra lightweight with incredible rebound that helps propel you forward with every step, or Go Walk Arch Fit with podiatrist certified arch support that gives your walk the comfort and support you need mile after mile. And not only do GoWalk styles bring the tech, they bring the comfort, and with all the colors and designs you love in both easy slip-on and sporty lace-ups. Plus, they're even machine washable and surprisingly affordable. That's walking smart. So don't walk in shoes made for something else. Walk in shoes specially designed for walking. Skechers GoWalk. Find yours at a Skechers.
I'm just reading some of the things to prepare myself for the farm show this week, and I find myself perplexed to the point of being almost apoplectic. I was discussing this with Jay and Chris during this past break. There is somebody who's working on a robotic mechanical cow that would not eat grass or have methane gas but still produce milk. Hello. Oh. No.
So
there's
I was going to say, but what do you say? If it's not milk that comes from a mammary gland, it's not milk. So
it's not milk.
How is this a thing?
They've got some kind of, they've created some kind of chemical burner inside this being. And so they're feeding it the same things. And so
talk about genetically modified.
Yeah, I mean, who in the world thinks this is going to work? But some guy has come up with this. He had the tools and the experience, apparently, as to what the ingredients in milk are. And so now they're going to try, because of all the environmental cuckoos who say the methane gas is killing the planet. Okay, so that there's a reason for somebody to invest $19 million to create a mechanical cow. There you go. And I thought the world was crazy. Now I know the world is crazy. A mechanical cow. All right. Joey Chestnut. Sorry to spoil it for those of you who are rooting for somebody else. But apparently, Joey's the only one that can eat 63 hot dogs. And he won for the 15th time the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest of July 4th. There's a guy named Miku Sudu. Has he been around before? 840 hot dogs. Oh, wait a minute. That's a woman. Oh, wow. She ate 40?
Yeah, and see, and that just goes to show. Joey could have taken a breather and been like, oh, I'm going to take a break for a minute. But he just kept going. People aren't even gambling or putting bets on who's going to win these anymore. It's different prop bets. But did you see that there was a protester during the hot dog eating contest, and he even put the protester in a chokehold?
Joey Chestnut deal?
Yeah, didn't miss a beat and still won. The protester ran on stage during the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, bumping into Joey Chestnut, and caused a disruption. And Joey, gets him in a chokehold and waits until people can come grab him.
Nice. Good God. All right, here's a sad story of a vegan mother. See, this is what gives vegan eating and vegan diets a bad name. This woman's going to prison because she, according to authorities, murdered her 18-month-old child, starved her to death on raw fruit and vegetables, didn't give her anything else. Children that age can't live on that. You might be able to almost live later on, but you need protein in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So this lady, Sheila O'Leary, was convicted of first-degree murder.
Isn't this just, it is
aggravated
so
child abuse. Aggravated manslaughter, child abuse, two counts of child neglect, the son's
and
name.
And there are two other siblings.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. And there are two other siblings in the house who were severely malnourished, dehydrated. But Ezra, 18 months, only raw fruit and vegetable diet, yes, some breast milk. And I think a week before Ezra's death, they noticed, the mom and the dad noticed, that he hadn't eaten in a week and he was having trouble sleeping the night before his death. And they actually started Googling different things trying to figure out what was going on with him. So they knew something was wrong. These people weren't just completely
complicit,
inobservant, not observant, whatever. My brain's still not working from COVID. But it's just ridiculous. Absolutely astounding. And could you imagine being the defense attorney?
No defense for that. How are you doing with the COVID, by the way? I didn't ask you the last few days.
Oh, other than my brain, I feel good. My energy's coming back, but no, my brain is not talking with my eyes or my mouth. By the end of the day, I just end up pointing at things because I can't even think of the words for them anymore.
It's a good thing we start your day with this program then, because I wouldn't want to do it at the end of the day. Jay, what do you think?
Can you see me pointing? It's this thing, it's this color. Do you know what I'm looking at?
All right, there it is, another half hour of conversation almost at 10 before the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2└. 833-VITAL-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anybody who doesn't recognize that theme has been out of life, out of touch with reality for about 40 years. All right, 53 after the hour, time for our overview of what's going on, mostly in film, but some television as well here. Chuck Curry is our movie moments man, and alliteration abounds here, Chucker. So why are we playing the theme from television's probably most profitable show? Friends, you think about the
I would say Friends and Seinfeld, right?
Yeah, right at the top.
So this day in TV history, July 6, 1989, the first pilot episode of Seinfeld aired on NBC. Actually, it was called the Seinfeld File, Seinfeld Chronicles. And then they changed it just simply to Seinfeld. Ran from 89 to 97, 180 episodes, one of the best, most successful syndication deals of all time.
Anybody
still going
trying
strong.
To put it back together? Has Seinfeld ever been approached, do you suppose, and offered a lot of money to revive that show? What do you think?
I'm assuming they probably threw that out. I guess he doesn't want to do it, doesn't need to do it. Same as Friends. I mean, they did that retrospective episode on HBO Max of Friends when they brought the entire cast back to reminisce. I personally don't like that stuff. If they're going to do it, just do an episode and show where the characters are here and now. Right. But the egos on these people are so enormous that they can't see themselves going back into character. They'll take, Friends cast got huge money for that HBO Max special. Millions of dollars a piece.
Well, they still are getting...
Sit at a couch and talk about the episodes that they filmed years ago.
But they have, because of the reruns of Friends here, there, and everywhere, they're still getting, by some accounts, as much as $20 million a piece a year because of the reruns. They have built that into their contract. So,
I'll tell you real quick, because we talked about this on the show before. Carol O'Connor, back in the 70s when he did All in the Family, had the vision to understand where the industry would go.
Yeah.
And he was the first actor to cut a syndication deal where he got a piece of All in the Family when it went into reruns.
Yeah.
And then from that point on, you know, it changed the industry dramatically in a good way for the actors because it's a great thing. I don't discount how good that is. That's fantastic. But very few people are lucky enough in life to be on a show like Friends with Seinfeld and cut one of those syndication deals.
A lot of journeyman actors and actresses.
A road paved in gold, indeed.
Yes, sir. Yes. Okay, speaking of that, the story of the weekend is this foolish Minions movie broke all kinds of records, right?
It was a very successful film. 127 million in 4 days of release, blew past expectations. Had a lot of tie-ins Minions has with a lot of the big chains like McDonald's, a lot of toy tie-ins. They've done a few already. So this was primed to do well, but 127 million in 4 days is very well. We have not seen the last of this franchise. Like you said, I don't have much of an interest in this stuff, but you know, families flock to theaters to go see this, and it's good for theater owners in the industry. So that was number one. I think another huge story in the industry continues to be Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
$33 million 4 day. That's like a 13% drop.
I told you, I went to see it. I finally got to see it, and I thought it was the best movie I have seen for a long while. It has everything. The action, the emotion, the story. It was just a very fulfilling movie, frankly.
$570 million in 6 weeks here in the U.S. and Canada alone. Elvis, which is a movie I like, really good performances by the two leads in this movie. 23.5, $72 million in 10 days. That's a very solid number. Jurassic World Dominion, despite the fact this movie's not gotten great reviews, a lot of it's gotten panned. I mean, I think it's a mixed bag. It has some good stuff, some not so good stuff. 19.7, $335 million in 4 weeks. That is a good number. Well on its way to $1 billion worldwide. In the horror film The Black Phone with Ethan Hawke, 14.4, $49 million in 10 days. Another film that has done very well. So overall in the marketplace, people are going back to the movies. This
very
Friday,
optimistic.
We got Thor, Love and Thunder. Should be another big movie.
All
but
right.
Going forward, I think for end of July, August, is going to be more slim pickings, so we'll have to see how the industry and theater owners navigate that.
Some major spoilers for Thor. It's coming, as you suggested, later this week.
Yeah.
A lot of people think this will be a big movie as well, but there are a lot of things that are showing up about this, a lot of Twitter stuff with the you wonder what's in it for people spoiling, and then people say, "Well, you're always spoiling movies." Okay,
don't read. See and don't read.
Keep your eyes closed. All right, Chucker.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.